you look at your programme, you'll see that I'm supposed to work in St. Bartholomew's Hospital. That was true, but in 1986 I moved to St. George's. My marriage was just recently, however, extremely good. My relationship with Richmond is essentially one that's related to a lot of the technical work that Richmond Pharmacology does. I'm a cardiologist interested in the heart and cardiovascular disease, and of course I'm interested in the impact of drugs, both to help heart disease, but also critically interested in drugs that harm the heart. And many drugs have the potential to cause great problems with the heart. So any organization such as Richmond Pharmacology has got to be intimately involved with looking for any problems that might develop with the drug. And cardiovascular problems are one of the top problems that we have to look into. Every drug, prior to its approval for use in human beings, has to go through a very, very specific development program. And looking, for example, at cardiovascular safety is a very important element. Now, I thought I'd say a word or two about this location, because I was a student at Guy's Hospital. I actually graduated from Guy's Hospital, I hate to tell you, in 1970. And there have been a lot of changes since then. I'm looking at all the building that's going on around here. I could hardly find this place. But you can imagine how much change there has been since this area was first developed. You're in a location on the intersect between Newcomen Street and Borough High Street. And this was originally a big public house. It was called the Axe and the Bottle. And you can see opposite here, when you walk out the front door, you'll see Axe and Bottle Court. That's the only thing that will remind you that this was originally a pub. If you walk down the road a little bit, you come to something called Nag's Head Yard, another big pub. Not here anymore, but I'm pleased to say there are plenty of other pubs. Just down the way, it's a very important one, and if you've never been to the George, you certainly must make a visit at some stage. Now, I actually lived in this area for 2.5 years. I was on the house, as they say. I was a houseman working in Guy's Hospital, and I had to stay in the hospital precincts for one entire year. It was a very different situation then. You weren't on duty all the time, but you had your patients all the time. So you were never allowed out of the precincts of the hospital. So I got to know this area, because all of this was part, originally, of Guy's, and many of these buildings were all bits and pieces to do with Guy's Hospital. This particular building, originally, not the building itself, but the site, belonged to a charity. And that charity was founded by a guy called John Marshall. And John Marshall and his other charity, Mrs. Newcomen's charity, which owned the south side of this road, and the north side was owned by Henry Marshall. And Henry Marshall was the founder of Christchurch, a very important philanthropist, and eventually he gave most of the income from all of this property to St. Saviour's Church, which was here, and to Christchurch itself. So this has a long, long history, and they're originally, however, based on a pub. So, now, I thought I'd say just a little bit about collaboration with Richmond Pharmacology, because at St. George's, where Richmond is still to an extent based, we have a strong collaboration, and it's not only our helping Richmond with some of its sponsored work, but we also do a lot of collaborative research. For us, it's a wonderful resource to have such well-recorded electrocardiograms, such well-documented cases with vital signs and all the right kind of information for us to try and make sense of the electrocardiograms themselves. The electrocardiograms are just the traces of the heartbeat. And there are many ways of making these recordings. And at St. George's, we were really one of the pioneering units that worked out how to look at cardiovascular safety issues from the electrocardiogram. And we were specifically interested in measuring one of the intervals between one wave and another part on the electrocardiogram. And there are other people in the audience who've done just the same. So this particular interval became really a most important thing to measure after a lot of young people died. They died because they took drugs which prolonged the time it took for the heart muscle to recover. And what happened, a young person with asthma, for example, taking a drug for asthma and suddenly dropped down dead. And this has happened now with many, many drugs. And so there was a great impetus to try and work out how to measure this interval, what it meant, what conditions you had to explore, how you had to do the studies. And we at St. George's and others elsewhere were really very interested in this. And for that reason, we had a very close collaboration, because Richmond had to find out, had to make the recordings to do this, and we were very interested in how it could be interpreted and so on and so forth. And that collaboration led not only to papers about the drugs that were being developed, but to physiology papers and general pharmacology papers, and a good collaboration which was highly productive. And I'm sure that Richmond Pharmacology will extend this collaboration now to the hospitals and other healthcare units around here, and that will be good for all. I wish Richmond Pharmacology every success in this new location. I've had a quick look around and it looks as though it's going to be really excellent. So, Jörg, well done, and good luck to Richmond.